Welcome to On Time in Full, a podcast from Designed Conveyor Systems.
Welcome to this episode of On Time in Full. Today, we're thrilled to welcome Brian Curran, VP of Software, and Adam Bomer, IT architect and leader at Designed Conveyor Systems. As NRF approaches, we'll dive into how DCS's groundbreaking software solution, Datum, is transforming retail fulfillment. From managing peak sessions to integrating cutting-edge technology, Brian and Adam will share how retailers can stay competitive in an ever-evolving landscape. Stay tuned for insights into the future of retail automation and fulfillment innovation. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. And I really want to start off with maybe a high level. Brian, can you start by just sharing the vision behind Datum and how it was really addressing the need for fulfillment changes and challenges?
We architected Datum from the ground up here at DCS. So taking all of the experience we have supporting customers in our industry, their use cases, and really rolling it all up and building a world-class product. So flexibility was key, building a platform that was very flexible. As integrators, we need to integrate to any equipment, any host system. So flexibility was key. We designed it as using microservices, as a microservice architecture. So deployed on the latest platform technology. So that enables us to scale up and down, based on the needs or peak season or seasonality impacts. So, optimizing resources, another key ingredient to what we're trying to accomplish with Datum. So human resources, automated resources, all the same, optimizing those investments for our customers.
Sure, that all makes sense. And then what would you say are some of the really key features are when it comes to making this unique in the retail space?
One of the key features we've developed is workflow and our workflow engine. That coupled with Datum Connect is really a game changer for our customers. So most people are familiar with workflow being, more or less a manual process scripted out, step by step. But what we are able to accomplish with Datum Connect is really integrating that IT and the operational side into one workflow. So we can orchestrate more manual or traditional manual process alongside with automation as well. So all in the same workflow. And where it becomes really game-changing on the floor of the warehouse or in operations is, having different workflows configurable by user type or permission level. So, if somebody logs in, they're automatically dealt a certain workflow versus somebody else who has more or less permission. So that's been a real game changer for us.
Yeah, I can imagine that being the case. And Adam, when it comes to a technical perspective, how does Datum's IT architecture really support scaling and integrating with legacy systems?
The flexibility with Datum to integrate to just about any system, legacy or new, is a core functionality for Datum. Legacy systems can be complex, can be intertwined. Documentation might not always be up to date. It also allows us to integrate to those systems without any changes to those systems. So we're still able to bring the Datum optimization and visibility and all the advantages of Datum without having to go back and try and re-architect or change those legacy systems. From a scaling perspective, it's really just the deployment platform and the way that Datum is deployed. It's really one-click scaling of services to be able to scale for those peak seasons and those peak times in the warehouse.
Well, how would you say Datum really is enabling real-time decision-making? I'm thinking things like rerouting inventory or being able to prioritize high-value orders during peak seasons.
So releasing orders is an extremely important part of Datum. We have optimizations around that to ensure that the most urgent orders are being fulfilled in the correct order, working to get those done in the most efficient manner as well. With the understanding that, things come up during operations and users need to have the ability to go in and kind of override. So we have that ability as well to allow users to really take over and get things out the door without having to go through a big process. And then the other thing is just prioritizing inventory for higher priority orders. So getting the inventory to fulfill those high priority orders to ultimately get them out the door and to their customers faster.
I mean, speaking of those sorts of examples, how would you say Datum is really taking advantage of maybe like a use case where a retail client has been able to leverage the system to overcome operational challenges? For example, I'm guessing more orders are coming in around the holidays and things need to be adjusted.
Yeah, seasonality is definitely a big thing with our retail customers, especially, and e-com, but so holiday season, back to school, a number of different seasonality effects. So having a scalable platform is really key. So having a platform that can scale up and likewise scale down. So you're not necessarily wasting resources when they're not used and so forth. So what Datum provides is visibility to the ebbs and flows of the operation. So we can, you know, prescribe when to release orders and what batches to release based on the real-time performance that we're monitoring and our operations teams can see as well. So when they see, that there is an ebb in the flow, then they can release the next batch of work. They have that visibility to see that.
I have to imagine that is very relevant right now. And Adam, can you talk just a little bit about some of the features like the search first design and the clipboard tool? I mean, specifically how they're able to really help the retail team solve problems.
Yeah, so user experience was critical when we were designing Datum. Making it accessible and easy to use, allows operations to be that much more efficient. So like you mentioned, things like search, I know when I'm online looking for something, I'm not clicking through five or 10 different menus trying to find exactly what I'm looking for. And I want to be able to type in a keyword or something and have it search and get meaningful results back. So Datum has a full-blown search engine built in to be able to search the data and leverages AI on the search front to really try and bring meaningful results to the top quickly and allow issues to be resolved quickly.
I mean, nothing is worse than having to click through, is it this one? Is it that one? So having that search feature has to be so helpful on the retail side. Now, I know a lot of companies are using things like Slack and Teams. Brian, can you explain how that collaboration with these programs would work when it comes to using your system?
We built a feature called Ops Teams into Datum. So key point is we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. Teams, Slack, these are enterprise tools that our customers use across the board. So we weren't trying to reinvent the wheel, but what we're trying to do is figure out how do we get data out of Datum and into these tools. So our customers and their teams can collaborate using the tools we're familiar with. So Ops Teams, just to summarize that, is it allows our customers to share dashboards within Datum. Ops Teams can also configure specific notifications from the system. So it could be maintenance issues or maintenance alerts, or it could be more operationally focused alerts. And those alerts, including screenshots and other things that they collect, can all be pushed and published into Teams. For example, out of Datum. So it's a way to get data out of Datum into their tools. They can continue the conversation or even archive data points that they want to go back to later if there's a particular order they're chasing down or inventory issue. They have the data points in their enterprise communication tool.
And that collaboration is so helpful in just making things seamless from one program to the next.
Yes.
When it comes to visualization tools, what role do these sorts of systems play in troubleshooting and really minimizing downtime for fulfillment centers?
Yeah, so visualization is one of the core components of Datum. We like to say, we collect it, but it's your data ultimately. And so the ability to utilize that data to make business decisions, we feel is critical. We have built-in tools to help do that with dashboards, KPIs, reports, as well as a method to pull that data out of Datum and get it into your analytics tools that you might already be using, things like Power BI or Tableau or some of the common ones. The other thing that Datum has is the our 3D SCADA model of the site, and that allows status and alarms to be overlaid on top of a digital twin of the distribution center, and it allows you to pinpoint where issues are, deploy your maintenance team quickly to resolve those issues, things like jams and the like, to keep the system running, and keep that uptime as high as possible.
So with NRF coming up, what sort of insights or advice do you have for retailers about investing in solutions like Datum to really be able to stay competitive in the field?
Yeah, so investing in a platform like Datum, there's a lot of choices and options available. So look for a platform that's going to support your needs today, but also has an eye on the future. So, with Datum, we build it on the latest technologies. And, while we can take over and help modernize your system today, a year from now, your operation needs may change. You want to introduce more automation. Datum can support you in that venture. So also security it continues, obviously, to be a key concern. And really, that was something that we built Datum from the ground up with security as a primary feature. So don't overlook security in your decision process. And then, as I mentioned, increasing levels of automation. You can anticipate with labor challenges, you're going to be looking, the return on investment becomes more and more attractive as we go forward and these solutions become more available. So, you may today not be looking at automation as a first solution, but know that you have a platform that can help transition you from a more manual process into more heavy automation. So,
I mean, speaking of automation, what other sorts of trends or innovation are you really seeing when it comes to the future and things that companies really need to look out for when it comes to retail fulfillment and the industry as a whole?
Yeah, I mean, robotics, automation in general, and then AI. These are they're buzzwords, but they're also reality. What was a buzzword a few years ago is now critical that you're thinking about these things in order to get the most out of your investments. So, so with Datum, we can take you from paper process today and then help, get into the digital transformation, all the way up through, integrating with robotics and AI powered robotics. So all that's part of Datum. We'll meet you where you are. We like to say that is you're where you are today. We can meet you there. And then as a trusted partner, we'll help guide you into the future and leverage all these technologies and get the most out of your investments. So.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. In this episode, we explored how Datum's real-time decision-making, workflow customization, and low-code integration empower retailers to stay competitive and handle peak challenges seamlessly. As NRF approaches, remember that innovation is key to meeting modern retail demands, and solutions like Datum are leading the way. Thank you for tuning in to On Time in Full. Don't forget to subscribe and catch Datum in action at NRF.